I'm going to begin from reading from Hebrews 12, and then we'll be going over to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In Hebrews 12 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." In a similar vein, it's been attributed to Luther that he said, "If your head is made of butter, don't go near the fire." And I've used that line oftentimes to myself and sharing with others and many inmates, actually. And one thing is for sure, there's been many a times I've come to church, come home from work or in the house, and I feel that I have butter running down my neck and it's on my shirt. And because one thing is for sure in here is today in our assembly is a bunch of sinners. We are all sinners. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. We have this time of confession, and it's important to remind us that our hearts do gravitate towards depravity. The Scripture makes that clear, and I think our life experiences will tell us that. And I pray this morning that during this time of confession that we would bring those things to mind and say, "God, you know, remove this from me." That we would repent. I pray that we'd never take our sins lightly, but let us never forget that our salvation does not lie in some kind of pious performance of our own, that we are saved by the grace of God, or in the words of the Reformer, sola gratia. In the book of Gospel of John, in chapter 1, we read verses 12, 13, and 16. "But as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name, who were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Verse 16, "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace." Let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come before such a great high priest, Lord, that we can come boldly in your presence to confess our sins, and Lord, they are many. Lord, we pray that you would purify us and continue to mold us, Lord. Forgive us, God, of the wrongs we've done, the workplace, in our homes, Lord, to our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. And we thank you, God, for your grace, Lord, that we have received. We thank you, Lord, that we are not saved by our works or the will of the flesh, Lord, but of your choosing. And Lord, for this we are truly grateful. Amen.